Good morning, beloved. Yes, it's morning. You look so confused. It really shouldn't look that adorable. You're just too good looking. Too gorgeous. Too mortal. You also have the most adorable yawns. You know, I can't remember the last time I heard a mortal yawn. I think I like it. But that might be because it's you. And I like everything you do. I'm sure it's morning. It's late morning. The sun is fully in the sky. How do I know? Instinct. Darling, when there is a giant, fiery ball in the sky that can render you to ash, you develop the instinct fairly quickly. I know. I should be fast asleep. But I slept last night, so I guess you'll have to get used to me being awake. What? I said I slept last night. It's not that strange a thing to do. Okay, you have a point. When you are a vampire, it is a little strange. Especially given it was a full moon. Let's just say I had better things to do. I would tell you, but you... Oh, you would definitely tease me. You would. You would. We both know you would. You love to tease your vampire girlfriend about how romantic she is. How soppy she is. How adorable she is. And I hate that you think I'm adorable. What? Oh, no, no, no. There you go, being all cute and human again. Darling, I'm sure that I would know if I secretly liked it. I hate it. I abhor it. I detest it. And I am protesting far too much. Fine, I like it. Oh. See, now that was painful. Admitting that. Oh, you're so smug. It's a good look on you. But everything's a good look on you because you're so gorgeous. I like it when you blush. I just like it. What? I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, no. I just walked myself into a trap. Fine. Since you caught me out, I'll tell you exactly what it was that was so important last night. It was you. I wanted to sleep with you. Not like that. Well, yes, like that. Oh, you are so infuriating and... Oh, I love it. I love you. When you came home last night, you were knackered. you were exhausted. And you still wanted to stay up. You still wanted to spend the night with me. But you were dead on your feet. So I waited for you to drift. And I tucked you into bed. And then I just watched you for a while. I watched you like some creepy stalking vampire. I don't know what it was, but there was something about you. Something about seeing you so peaceful, so at rest that, well, it just called me. So I crawled into bed beside you and I thought I would watch you for a while. Not too long. Maybe an hour or so before I went out hunting. Fine grocery shopping. Look, it sounds better if I say hunting. You make me sound so domesticated. Fine grocery shopping. Annoying. Lovely. But it was only meant to be an hour. And I wasn't meant to fall asleep. I don't sleep at night because I'm a vampire. A wild, scary vampire, not an adorable, domesticated vampire. Oh, hush. I didn't mean to. I didn't plan on it. But I just curled into you. And fell asleep. And I woke up 7 hours later and your arms were around me and we were spooning. And you were just sleeping. And I could have left. I mean, the supermarket was still open. But I didn't. I just snuggled down. Close my eyes and listen to you breathe. Not like a hunter. Not like a vampire stalking her prey. I listened to the one I love just sleep peacefully. And it lulled me into slumber. And then I woke up about 15 minutes ago and, well, you know, everything else. Yes. Sleeping with you was the most important way to spend my night. It was because I haven't done that in, I don't even know how long it's been. 800 years? Even as a vampire, I never shared my nest with anyone. I was cautious. You know my history. I was a lone wolf. Fine, I was alone. It sounds better if I say I was a lone wolf. Give me some poetic license, please. I was a lone vampire. And I didn't need anyone to be that close. And then you walked into my life, and suddenly I'm cuddly. I'm cute. I'm adorable, and I'm... so lucky. I really love you. I love you with every one of my 800 years. I love how sweet you are, how kind, how generous. I love how silly you are. You are a complete and utter Muppet? Muppet. You are a complete and utter Muppet. Albeit one with a great ass. I love the way you blush. The way you smile at me. I love the way you've domesticated me. Only you haven't. I domesticated myself because this is what I've always wanted. This is my dark little secret. All I've ever wanted for 800 years is just to be loved. To just have someone to care for, to treasure, to cherish, to tickle. I won't. But I could have any time. Last night, I could have tickled you any time. See, I'm still scary. But this is all I've wanted. And I have it. And it's amazing. I always regretted the embrace. I never wanted to be a vampire. I didn't choose this, but I lived a life. But I never forgot all that I lost. All that you've given to me. I love you so much. And I am being unbelievably soppy. But you like it, don't you? You like that I'm not this scary, cold vampire with you? You like that I'm vulnerable? And you have no idea how scary that is? Darling, you terrify me and you make me feel. You make me want to spend my nights cuddled up beside you. And that's new. That's different. And I have no idea where this is going. But darling, I don't care. All I care about is here and now. All I care about is us. All I care about is you. And darling, all I care about is tickling you. No, 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 put the pillow down. Put it down. Darling, darling, no. Darling, I have stalked the night for 800 years. You do not want to do this. I can't believe you did that. Oh, this is on you. I'm scary. I am scary. You're going to pay for that. You want a battle? You've got one.